You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Minute past 7 o'clock here on Election Day with your boys in the morning.
I guess Dom polls are officially open now. It's 7:01.
Look, they
open
at that. 7.
Hey, get out there. The lines have started.
Go stand in line.
Well, I'm here to vote.
I got a Mind Bender coming up in about 30 minutes for a 2-Point Tuesday. And 1 hour from now, Boys Against the Girls with a good battle going on for November. It's all tied up. So we'll have that coming up here with your boys in the morning. So with Election Day, a few things have been floating around. It's the midterms, but they say that this could be like a record turnout because people are all fired up
about a variety of things. We're all pissed.
And there's all sorts of interesting issues that are on ballots all over the country. I don't know. I laugh at some of this. There was a survey. They asked people, you know, do we think Election Day should be a federal holiday? And 60-something percent of people said, yes, please, because they want the day off. But here was another thing that was interesting. They said, would you vote for or would you want to have Election Day moved from a Tuesday to a different day of the week?
Like what? Like a Friday? Like it's a Friday thing that you do? And
well, they let people pick between any day. Tuesday was still the number one choice just because I guess we're used to it. But next top choice would be on a Saturday. I got no beef with that.
I got no beef with that. Maybe you'd have more people show up, I guess, because it's a weekend and you are off of work.
Some people work on weekends.
Some
I get
people
that.
Some people do, yes.
But plenty of people have the day off.
It
kind of makes sense that it would be a Saturday.
I guess.
In fact, it almost makes sense that it would be a weekday and a Friday and a Saturday. Make it a two-day process.
Honestly,
or does that make it too ripe for like...
For
corruption or something.
Hijinks?
I don't know.
I don't care. I fill my ballot out at home and then I drop it off in the little box at the rec center.
Yeah, thank you. I do early voting. But it's not filling out a ballot where I live. You actually go and you go to the
Little thing.
Booth.
You pull the little screen across and you're in there? And
No, it's actually pretty open. But
Did they get rid of the little screens, the little curtains?
Yeah, I had no curtain. I just kind of stood there. Somebody could have walked behind me and seen what I was doing.
Oh,
but
they need
again,
to bring back the curtain.
Care. So, you know, I stood in line. I did that. 10 minutes, done. Boom, bada bing. I don't understand why people don't do early voting.
I don't get it either. I mean,
like, my stepdaughter is going today to vote. She's going to go stand in line. She's going to go to a polling place. She didn't want to do early. And I guess I should ask her, like, why?
Yeah, I mean, same. I know my kids are going out in just a little bit to go cast their vote. Yeah. But yeah, I think it's maybe just the experience of it, too. You know, it's like the Black Friday shoppers. It's just going out, being amongst the people, the sense of community, I guess, doing your duty and just being out there. You know, I think there's something to that. You feel kind of patriotic doing it on the day at a polling center and you get the little sticker, right?
I got my little
sometimes
sticker.
Sometimes they have snacks.
I've got my little sticker sitting right here.
That's the thing with my, the one, there it is. Look at that.
It says, I secured my vote, is what it says.
I don't get the sticker when you do the ones here. You know, you fill out your little ballot and put it back in the envelope. There's no sticker.
So that's what I'm saying. For me, I like it that it wasn't putting something in the mail. I actually went to a polling place early a couple of weeks ago.
I like it. It's an event at our house. We pull out the little blue book with all the issues, and we sit at the kitchen table, and we fill it out together and discuss
trying to
it.
Understand what the wording actually means.
We try to, you know, does yes mean no, and no means yes? You know, I mean, can they make it any more confusing on some of these? But we do. We actually sit down, and then we text other family members and see how they're voting and say, this is how we voted, and it kind of becomes a little conversation. And it's nice because you kind of know what's going on then. You're in the loop. You're an educated voter. I mean, I really like it. I like doing it that way. But I tell you what I will not miss, Dom, and I think you agree, is all the crap we're getting in the mail.
Oh my God. It's insane.
Enough already.
It's
so
insane.
Much waste. So much waste.
Yeah. It's like every day I have to learn how each candidate is the scum of the earth because that's all the mailers are. Mailers are no longer about this is what I believe in.
No.
Mailers are basically 100% this person is scum.
Tim so-and-so doesn't recycle.
Right.
It's like the most silly little things, you know.
This person is corrupt. This person should be in prison. This person's an abuser. This person's it's like that's all it is.
Karen something or other doesn't put her cart back in the cart corral at the grocery store. Oh, she's not getting my vote. Yeah, it's all that. But yeah, you know, luckily we do recycle, and there's a stack of stuff. I throw it, you know, on the counter, and easily like 200 sheets of very thick cardstock that I end up picking up and throwing right in the recycle. I'm like, get it out of here.
A bunch.
It doesn't sway me either way.
No,
it really
it doesn't. You know, but they've done enough research to show that even if you can sway 1%, if 99 out of 100 people throw it in the trash and one actually does something about it, they say it can make a difference.
Huh?
And that's why it won't go away. It's been really, you know, and I live in an area where two people are running for Senate and they've both been accused of abuse, both of them. And I'm talking about physical abuse. So all of the campaigns are this person abused this person. And then the other side is saying, yeah, but this person abused this person. And it's like we're having to choose between two abusers.
Oh, man.
I mean, how's that for a choice?
I choose not to vote this time.
Oh, my God.
So many texts coming in. There's a sticker, Jer. There's a sticker. Top right of the instructions. I didn't see a sticker.
Oh, boy.
Did I miss out on a sticker?
You missed out, man.
No, I didn't. I looked all over for a sticker.
I got some extra. I have one from 2 years ago sitting right here, actually. Look at this.
Why do you keep all these stickers?
I've got all my stickers right here.
You do. Why? That's hoarding. Throw those away.
You're one to talk.
Huh.
Get yourself a sticker.
Well, thanks, everybody. I didn't know there was stickers.
And also, a public service announcement for our listeners that the vast majority of you understand this, but some don't, so I'm going to explain. When you hear commercial announcements on our radio station for either candidates or ballot proposals or things like that, that's not the radio station endorsing something.
Right. It's just.
And some people don't get that. We get text messages that says, how can you possibly as a radio station endorse blank? And we'll write back like, what are you talking about? These? Well, I heard an announcement on your. Yeah, that's called paid advertising.
Right.
Any side of any election can buy advertising, and radio stations basically have to run them if the people are buying it.
They wrote us a big fat
and
check.
So, but there's still a certain percentage who don't understand that it's paid advertising, and they just think Mix 100 is supporting certain things or certain candidates.
No, you have to go to our personal Instagram page to see all that. I'm joking. God, that's one thing I love about our show is we don't talk a lot of politics. We post zero about politics because, again, you're just going to cause anger and frustration and nobody's going to win.
However, I can tell you that I've got a couple of friends of mine, two people that I know. One's a guy and one's a woman, and they are both those rabid political people where everything all year long is always based around
Something political
with politics.
It's exhausting.
Even begin to describe it. It's like, you know, scroll past.
Do you think they're those people that like go out in the middle of the night and steal all the yard signs for the opposite political party and trash them? Are they one of those?
One of them, I wouldn't put it past.
Put the cuckoo back in the clock.